Morning. Happy Sabbath. You know, I just want to share a quick testimony. The first Seventh-day Adventist that I met that told me anything about the Adventist Church later became my wife. And we met on a train. And I was just thinking, you know, it's a miracle that I met her on a train. We could have been sitting on a different car and we would have never met. And I would have never known. And I think it's an even greater miracle that I can stand before you today as a Seventh-day Adventist and say Happy Sabbath to you. Because when I met my wife and you know, I started to get to know her a little bit, and she took me to a church. And I heard a lot of sermons and some things I had never heard before. Coming from the pulpits, from the Adventist preachers. And to be perfectly honest with you, my heart got a little hard. Over time, I started to get angry at the pastors. I wouldn't say anything, but I said, you know what, you're wrong, and I'm right. I know my Bible. And my heart was getting hard like Pharaoh. And I was thinking, how dare that pastor shove his doctrine in my face? How dare he rebuke me? But you know what I discovered? If the pastor is simply preaching the Word of God, it's not the pastor that is rebuking us. It's God. You know what Jesus says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 19? Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. You know, if we are convicted, if we feel guilty, if we feel rebuked by what the pastor or Sabbath school teacher has to say, that means that God loves us. Because those whom He loves, He rebukes and disciplines. You know, God rebukes us because He has something better for us. In the very last chapter of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, it is written, it says, "Blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and enter through the gates into the city." And God rebukes us because He wants us to change. He wants to change us for the good, so that we can enter heaven. And all His commandments are good. They're not bad. You know, in the past I was angry for the rebukes. I felt angry at the pastors. And I felt offended, so to speak. But then I discovered that the way I was living my life was offensive to God. You know, God never convicts us of sin unless He wants us to give us the victory. He is calling each and every one of us to something better, to serve Him instead of ourselves, to turn away from sin. You know, I'm so ashamed of the sins of my past, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. And God's door of mercy is open to each and every one of us today. Therefore, let us search the scriptures today with an open heart. Let us have open hearts and open minds as we hear the word of God preached from our Sabbath school teachers, from the pastor that stands up here today. Let us be humble as we ask God to speak to us today. And may the Lord bless you today and have a blessed Sabbath day. Thank you.